Our top story in the left, right and centre, the language showdown between Chief Minister M.K. Stalin and BJP. In fact, to be specific, BJP Tamil Nadu Chief Annamalai has morphed into a clash of egos. Before heading to Delhi for a huddle with top leaders of the party, Tamil Nadu BJP Chief Annamalai accused Chief Minister M.K. Stalin of being a con artist masquerading as a protector of the Constitution and India's federal structure. He went on to say that con artists usually scam the rich, but DMK loots both the rich and the poor. Annamalai accused M.K. Stalin of doublespeak. His family owns private schools that teach three languages, but Stalin opposes the same policy for the state's government school students. That's what Mr. Annamalai said. And Annamalai's tirade against Stalin came in response to Stalin's assertion of being Tamil Nadu's fair and firm voice on the two-language policy. Before I bring in the guests, here's what happened today.
देश को भाषा के नाम पे या क्षेत्र के नाम पे नहीं बांटा जाना चाहिए। तमिल भारत की प्राचीनतम भाषाओं में से एक है और इसका इतिहास उतना ही पुराना है जितना संस्कृत का इतिहास है। ये केवल एक संकीर्ण राजनीति है। जब इन लोगों के वोट बैंक सकते हैं तो ये लोग इसी प्रकार की क्षेत्रीयता की और भाषाई आधार पर बांटने की दुर्भिसंधि करते हैं।
That comment by UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath got a sharp hit back from M.K. Stalin, who called it a political black comedy at its darkest. This just hours after Yogi called the ruling DMK's stand against the centre's three-language policy narrow politics, divisive and Hindi hatred. M.K. Stalin further slammed Yogi, saying, "This is not riot for votes politics. The fight against three-language policy," he says, "is a battle for dignity and justice."
First, let him get his house in order and, under control. We see the kind of hate politics which is happening in Uttar Pradesh, how houses have been demolished just because they are opposing the government.
I endorse the statement of the Tamil Nadu Chief Minister. Nobody is dividing the nation on linguistic lines. All we are opposing is the compulsory imposition of Hindi on us.
The BJP argues three-language policy is not Hindi imposition, but promotes mother tongue learning and strengthens native languages.
They are not concentrating on the basic people's issue at all. They are taking the language issue. They are taking the delimitation issue. Now they have taken the workforce issue. So many problems. Laundered problem is there. They are not talking that in the assembly.
But in a major embarrassment to the BJP, AIADMK Chief Edappadi Palaniswamy, who the BJP is keen to woo over, today reiterated his party's commitment to two-language policy. Causing more damage to the BJP, his party also supported M.K. Stalin's assembly resolution, urging the centre to drop the Waqf Amendment Bill, even as the BJP walked out.
பொன்மலச்சம்பல் புரட்சித்தலைவர் எம்ஜிஆருடைய காலத்திலும் சரி, நான்கு அம்மாவுடைய காலத்திலும் சரி, தமிழகத்தில் இருமொழி கொள்கை தொடர வேண்டும் என்ற நிலைப்பாடு, அதையே தொடர வேண்டும் என்று அவருடைய வலியுறுத்தி மனு கொடுத்திருக்கிறோம்.
Ahead of the 2026 assembly elections in Tamil Nadu, the ruling DMK is turning the emotional language issue into a key poll narrative against the BJP that aspires to shake hands with its arch rival, the AIADMK. However, the BJP that has a negligible presence in Tamil Nadu continues its tough stance on the three-language policy, even withholding funds to the state. The big question, is Yogi's attack a masterstroke or advantage DMK? In Chennai, Sam Daniel, Findy TV.
And let me bring in the guests now. Dr. S.G. Surya, State Secretary of Tamil Nadu BJP, Salim Dharanidharan is spokesperson of the DMK. We have Dr. Sumansi Raman, political analyst, and R.K. Radhakrishnan, associate editor of Frontline, joining us. Dr. Surya, why make it so personal?
Before making it personal, Maria, please give me 2 minutes to explain this whole language issue. I'm very afraid that the stand of BJP Tamil Nadu has not been communicated effectively outside of Tamil Nadu. First of all, there are 38,000 government schools in the state. We are not asking the state government to implement three language formula in all the 38,000 schools. Now there will be PMC schools that will be signed between the state government and the central government. I'm told the Tamil Nadu's quota will be 400 out of the 14,500 in the entire country. So the entire point of debate is implementing three languages in only those 400 schools that will be identified as PMC schools in Tamil Nadu. Second question is, sir, Chief Minister Stalin's tweet today talks about hate. It is very surprising that Mr. Stalin talks about hate because his own son, Udayanidhi Stalin, made an eradication of Sanatan Dharma rebuke, which was debunked by the Supreme Court and various other courts. He had to go to court after court and apologize for his remark because it is hate speech. It is hate speech categorized by the Supreme Court. Justice Sanjeev Khanna says it is hate speech. He is asking the Tamil Nadu government why action has not been taken against this hate speech. So father of someone who speaks hate speech in an open manner talks another chief minister who is not having any cases pending against him on hate speech is joke. Thirdly, the question is, Mr. Annamalai says chief minister's own family runs the schools. It is truth. Chief minister's own daughter runs schools that follows three language formula. Not only the chief minister, senior minister in the cabinet, senior most, Durai Murugan, his own family runs. I can give you 52 top line leaders of DMK politicians who run CBSE schools that follow three language formula. I have only one question to ask, which I've asked repeatedly in all the debates. There are 33 ministers in Mr. M.K. Stalin's government. There are 78 district secretaries in DMK party. Out of these 110 odd politicians, show me one politician's ward who studies in two language formula and we will give up the entire debate.
Yes.
All you politicians
Dr.
of
Surya,
DMK, your children study
Dr.
in three
Surya,
language
still
schools.
Not
Why do you
my
impose
question.
The same?
While you have made a very passionate argument, you have still not answered my question. My question is, why has this turned into a battle of egos? Why is Tamil Nadu BJP chief calling the chief minister con man?
Con man because he repeatedly misrepresents the facts. When we speak about three language formula with an optional language of any language of choice, these people keep propagating that we are pushing for Hindi. Okay. There is no word
so
Hindi anywhere.
So there is misinformation that is being done by DMK and the chief minister himself is the charge. Mr. Dharanidharan, you know, one thing is clear that you understand that there's lots at stake for you because elections will be held next year. But the question here is, what about the language? Neither of the sides are being polite and discussing the issue. It's personal and clearly in that domain where it's about gloves are off.
See, I think it's Annamalai who's being impolite. I think we only ask for a right. What is a right? See, let's not go three language, two language. First question is, SSA funds of 2150 crores was not released. When we ask why it wasn't released, they say sign PM Shri. Then they're saying, if you want to sign PM Shri, then they're saying you have to sign NEP. NEP is not, it's just a policy, right? So it was not mandated on states. So this is clear blackmail. So when we are saying, why are you blackmailing us? Right? And then you come and ask all these questions. So how is this? This is travesty to democracy. This is something that has to be questioned. Right? How is absolutely unfair that you compare A to B. How is it that when we ask for a 2,150 crores, which you rightfully deserve, that you go and tell that, no, you have to sign NEP? That is point number one. Point number two, as political parties, right, as a government in power, we are representatives of people. We don't make our own opinions. My opinion comes from my people. So, people of Tamil Nadu do not want three language to be implemented.
Okay,
they don't want
NEP. And this is an issue
which
comes up
just
ahead
DMK.
Of elections.
No, important point. Not
so
just DMK.
So, it's history repeating itself.
DMK,
5 years ago,
ADMK,
you did the same.
No, Maria, 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Not just DMK, even ADMK, even the allies of ADMK, even the allies of BJP, Patari Makkal Katchi, have vouched for two language policy. Hmm. In fact, 98% of the students in Tamil Nadu study in two language policy, including most of our ministers' children. I will argue, and anyways, ministers are only 35 people in the cabinet, right? 1 crore people are going to school in Tamil Nadu. The percentage is minuscule and irrelevant. Okay, there are IB schools in Tamil Nadu, which teaches two languages. But who goes to IB schools? Diplomats here. For example, we have Hyundai factory. So the Korean expat children go to IB. So we need such schools. But to what is the main priority of Tamil Nadu government? To give education, to empower the youth so that they can find better job. So rural youth, what do they need? Good math skills, good computer skills, yes, and good English skills.
But
so
an extra
that they can
language
find,
get no
jobs
harm.
In IT companies and go to the US.
Knowing an extra
right?
language does no harm to anyone.
So if
that is
does
the point
not
here.
Very important. 10 seconds. Important point. See, if you think language is going to improve your economic prosperity, then only learn language.
Listen,
time was infinite,
Mr.
right? Dharan, if there were 100
the
hours a day, if
that
there was 100
I wish
hours a day,
I knew five or six more languages.
That time
I wish
can
I knew Tamil. I would have spoken to you in Tamil.
No,
trust
but that's
me.
Not the point.
I would have really
then
loved to speak to you in Tamil. But Dr. Suman Sriraman and R.K. Radhakrishnan on the screen now, because I'm going to come back to the politicians again. R.K. Radhakrishnan, one thing is clear, that this is more than just a political fight now between the two sides. The BJP has sensed an opportunity. But again, the larger question is that, is this a party which has not really understood what is working on the ground for it? It's almost like a terrain which has rejected the party repeatedly. Similar to what has played out in Kerala. But Kerala, of course, you know, the party is sitting at 20% of vote share right now. Tamil Nadu is far tougher for the BJP.
Yeah, absolutely, Maria. Thank you for the opportunity. The BJP somehow doesn't understand or read the ground well and properly at all. There is no such discussion in Kerala or in a lot of other places where BJP is actually gaining ground. That is because BJP understands the ground and is working accordingly. But here we have a chief and a lot of office bearers, barring, of course, the good ones like Dr. Surya, who actually work on the ground. But the others are only, parroting what the center has put out, whether it is delimitation or the three-language policy. Let me make it very clear. I learned three languages being in Tamil Nadu. But the problem is that I could not speak Hindi. I mean, like, this is English, Tamil, and Hindi. And my Hindi was my second language. I could not speak Hindi after I left school when I traveled. But then what I learned was when I talked to people in, say, Delhi, in Allahabad and other places. It's impossible to speak a language merely because you studied it. And let's get that out of the way. And now get into the real question of what is happening. The question that you asked, why is it so base, the discussions? Of course, it starts with one person. And he's young and he's an upstart and he thinks that this is the way to get into, say, the make an Insta reel, 30 seconds. And the response also, I mean, it is not like DMK is any better. You see a lot of DMK, particularly IT wing people, saying all kinds of nasty things on X, on Insta and other places against Annamalai. In fact, the vitriolic highs that we have seen in both Insta and in Tamil Nadu is probably not seen elsewhere. Having said that, I have to also point out NDTV's bias, where it showed Yogi Adityanath speaking in Hindi and refused to show MK Stalin speaking in Tamil. It's not acceptable. And, it's actually that you're taking the stance of the three-language policy that is propounded by the new government here.
Dr. Suman Sriraman? It's like a story a day in playing out in Tamil Nadu. Same story,
drama
different
day.
Forms.
Drama a day.
Drama
a day. I don't
know.
Drama. It's a complete natak, as we call it. Look, Maria, there is no immediate crisis which has necessitated this discussion. The BJP is going hard on this issue, knowing fully well that this is an issue on which Tamil Nadu, the public are by and large significantly opposed to the imposition of any language, whether it is Hindi or otherwise, is not the question. The question is, the people want to be left alone to do their thing. BJP knows it very well. Yet they double down on it. For what reason? Clearly, this is a fixed game, fixed match. I've been saying this for quite some time now. You tell me, okay, the center withholds 2,100 crore. State's education budget is 44,000 crore. In the budget speech, this year it is more than 50,000 crore actually. So the finance minister says we have made provisions for that amount which the center is not giving. Matter is over. Now you go to court and try to get the money or whatever. But the fact that they keep the narrative alive
is for their political purpose. Why the BJP is shooting itself in the foot? Somebody should ask the BJP what is the reason why they are playing into the DMK's narrative. And I like the statement of Mr. Dharanidharan, which spoke about IB schools being frequented by diplomats' children. I know a very well-known minister whose children studied in an IB school. I don't want to name Mr. Dharanidharan is a very, very close to that minister also. He also knows the name of the minister whose sons were studying in IB schools. But let us not embarrass him now on national television. But it's not fair to say that all the minister's schools, children are all studying in two language schools and so on. There will be a fair distribution of them between CBSE schools and state board schools. So it is not appropriate to say not a single minister's children are studying in CBSE schools. In fact, the education minister's son, ironically, is learning French in his school. So I think we have to be pretty realistic about the hypocrisy here. But then hypocrisy is not new to politics and politicians. But as far as this two-language, three-language thing is concerned, there is no immediate provocation. This is just a drama. Why the BJP is shooting itself in the foot is something I cannot understand.
Why is the BJP shooting itself on the foot, Dr. Surya? Answer that question. Perhaps you don't know the answer.
It's not the truth. We have been going every day for the signature campaign. See, I will tell you data. Dharanidharan says only 2% of the students study three language in Tamil Nadu, which is absolutely false. 58 lakh students in Tamil Nadu study in private schools. 52 lakh students in Tamil Nadu study in government schools. Out of the 58 lakh students, at least 30 lakh students have the privilege to opt for the third language in their matric, CBSE or IB schools. Whereas the government school students, which is 52 lakh in number, they do not have an option. You know, Hindi Prachar Sabha every year enrolls 7 lakh people in Tamil Nadu. That is because you don't give them an option in their school. The point is, when 33 states agree on national education policy and various other things, why Tamil Nadu should be left alone? They give different reasons that we have achieved so much and all those things. But when you take the data of the government schools and the private schools and you compare GER ratio and various other ratio, it is the private players that are contributing to the growth of the state, not the government schools that are run by the state government, especially by the DMK government. Now the question is whether the children want third language or not. Are we forcing the third language in all the 38,000 schools? No. We are telling you signed the PMC agreement. You agreed to enter into the PMC agreement. Now you backed off it. Now the central government says because you agreed to the agreement, we devolved funds that includes PMC schools. Immediately you say one component you will not implement. The central government says we do not have provisions to release the funds. Even today if they release the funds, CAG is going to audit it tomorrow and ask us, why did you release the funds? The question is, why didn't you point blank tell that we will never allow PMC schools into Tamil Nadu? Last year, the chief secretary wrote, next academic year, we'll join PMC schools. Now you release the pending funds. That is the problem for the entire debate. Today, you tell, we will never implement PMC schools. The SSA component will exclude PMC schools and allot funds to Tamil Nadu. Today, the problem is, out of the 2,100 crores that were allotted to Tamil Nadu, 600 crores were earmarked only for PMC school component. Now the state government cannot tell, give me 2,100 crores, but we will not implement PMC schools, which is part and parcel of the Samagraha Siksha Abhiyan. This is purely an administrative issue. DMK is trying to make it a political issue. That is why we want to tell the people about the bad politics that is being played by DMK. And this is not 60s where DMK will have...
DMK will not have monopoly over narratives.
We will fight it on the ground.
Okay. If it is indeed a statement of facts that it is DMK leaders who are running these schools, and when it comes to the choice of the students, they are being deprived of this choice, then you have to answer. You cannot really brush it under the carpet. Here is a veteran watcher, Dr. Sumansi Raman, who is of the opinion as well that DMK must come clean.
Can I answer? Maria,
yes. Yes.
No. I think it's factually incorrect. In fact, Hindu data point 3 weeks back clearly said it is not just Tamil Nadu which does not receive any money. Until January, Delhi did not receive any money. West Bengal did not receive any money. Kerala did not receive any money. And it was all the opposition state. And these were also the states that were really good in outcomes of SSA. Point one. Point number two, S.G. Surya himself said that, what did he say? That all the states have agreed for NEP except Tamil Nadu. Then why were these states not given funds? Again, when it comes to PMC schools, we said yes. But then put the union government caveat saying, if you want to implement PMC schools, you have to sign NEP. It's a policy. How is it intertwined? It's not intertwined. SSA was started in 2001. NEP, PMC schools are all story after 2020. And then the most preposterous argument that where do ministers' children go? They are only 1 out of 1 crore. People have different necessities. But the fact of the matter is, what is happening in Uttar Pradesh? Millions of people in Uttar Pradesh are preparing for some government exams or the other for 10 years, wasting their life because they don't have good English skills. But what happens to BJP politician children? They are all in Ivy League schools. Where is Nirmala Sitharaman's daughter study? Where did Rajnath Singh's daughter study? So which is why in Tamil Nadu we are giving focus on English.
Mr. Dhanidharan, I'm also from Bihar. It's not that the students in Bihar don't learn English or students in Uttar Pradesh do not learn English.
No, I'm not saying that.
I mean, those standards are long gone.
No, I'm not saying
you
that.
You cannot keep referring to what was there 20 years ago because it's a convenient argument for you.
No, I'm not saying that. Let me speak. Yes. What I'm trying to say is, I had friends from Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, very smart. I'm not denying that. But the point is, when the government does not have a policy to teach English, when the politicians
government
come and
have
tell,
a policy.
You
okay,
only have to speak Hindi.
I get your point. I have just
so
enough time for Dr. Suman Sriraman and
R.K.
Radhakrishnan.
Let me complete.
Can I
speak 10 seconds?
Please?
Yes,
10
okay.
Seconds.
Okay, you get 10 seconds. Go ahead.
If the politicians say English is important, learn English, emphasis was given in government school, they would have picked up English. But the point is, the emphasis is not that. Even now they're saying Hindi, make Hindi the English language, but their children go and study abroad. That is my point. It's not about their innate ability.
So
or
you are saying on one hand there is double
policy.
Standards on the part of the BJP, but
yes,
the BJP
exactly.
says that there is double standards on the part of the DMK because you run those schools and you
standard?
Are denying students their legitimate right to learn as many languages as they want. Okay, Dr. Suman Sriraman.
Maria, can I interrupt? Please, 1 minute.
It is also related
Maria?
To diversion.
Yes.
The diversion is a tactic which takes away attention from the fairly awful law and order situation in the state. The spate of murders that have been going on. There are corruption charges, 1,000 crore corruption charges have been made by the Enforcement Directorate in the state-run liquor organization. 992 crore scam has been alleged in the public distribution system. So just like the BJP decides what should be the narrative on national media, DMK in Chennai decides what should be the narrative on regional media. So they're able to make people talk about language, delimitation, whatever issue that they want to highlight, that becomes the topic of debate on TV. But why the BJP is doing this, it's counterproductive for the BJP to focus on this. Why they are doing this, is something which nobody really knows the answer to.
They have done some ground research and that's what is giving them confidence. I mean, I'm assuming that because there are a lot of, people who are of the opinion that, multiple languages are essentially multiple skills and newer skill sets are, if you learn more skills, it doesn't really put you at a disadvantage is my point. Yes, R.K. Radhakrishnan, sir, please, you get the last word. On left, right and center.
Yeah, I think this is a larger ideological fight. The DMK wants to take on the BJP and I think the BJP does not want to back off, particularly in these issues because they consider these as the core issues, whether it is language or whether it is, delimitation and all of that. So that is where I don't think it's a set match. I don't think it is drama. What Annamalai is speaking is taking it to a much more baser level, which is being responded to by the DMK itself. And at points, we have seen DMK ITing also do the same thing and call Annamalai names. But barring that, I think it's a huge ideological fight going on. There is only one ideology at this point of time in India against the Hindutva ideology, which is the Dravidian ideology. And that's why I think BJP is finding it extremely difficult to back down from this fight. And I think DMK is on a strong wicket here and it is pushing the agenda. And, it is very important to note that the AADMK is also on the same page. So you are talking about there are 63 political parties in Tamil Nadu, registered political parties. 58 are on the same page on this issue, just as they were on delimitation. So that is what we need to keep in mind. We are talking about more than 90% of the Tamil Nadu population, political parties being on the same page, and BJP and Vasan and a few others being on the other page. I think that is the problem here.
All right. Thank you so much for summing up this discussion, R.K. Radhakrishnan, Dr. Suman Sriraman, Mr. Dharani Dharan and Dr. S.G. Surya.